World Sport from the BBC with John Akers. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Chelsea go 3 points clear at the top of the English Premier League.
Now Ivanovic inside the penalty area. Ball bounces off Matt Aaron. It's poked into the net. Ashley Cole has followed up to score the goal for Chelsea.
Southampton get their first points of the season, and American Brant Snedeker and world number one Rory McIlroy will battle it out for $10 million on Sunday. More on all that to come, but first, Chelsea are now 4 points clear of Manchester United and 5 clear of Manchester City at the top of the English Premier League table after a 1-0 win against Stoke City. Ashley Cole scored his first league goal in over 2 years with just 5 minutes to go. But the game wasn't without controversy. Stoke City manager Tony Pulis felt that David Luiz should have been sent off for a dangerous tackle on Jonathan Walters near the end and felt the Chelsea players were trying to con the referee.
Simulation is a real bugbear for me. And I think it puts enormous pressure on referees. And when you come to the bigger clubs, you know, when players are falling over, I think you'll see Ivanovic's fall in the first half. And, the lad Oscar, who's a great player, doing it as well. It puts enormous pressure on Michael today. And he's done well in four or five incidents. He's not given penalties. But the players, they should be highlighted, and I think they should be marked. And, you know, there's one or two players who have got a reputation in the Premiership already. I think personally, as a country and as a nation, forget what Europe are doing, we should highlight it more and certainly crack down on it, because it does put enormous pressure on referees.
Well, Chelsea boss Roberto Di Matteo felt that Oscar was caught and it was a penalty and called Luiz's foul on Walters a strong tackle. They remain unbeaten and Di Matteo says they deserve their win.
It was one-way traffic really the whole game, and it was very difficult to break them down. You know, Stoke is very well organised, and it's always like that, and you know what kind of game you expect, and if you're lucky to score an early goal, that helps, but if not, then you have to just try and keep going and try the spaces and find the solutions.
Everton moved up into second place with a comfortable 3-0 win away to 10-man Swansea City, thanks to goals from Victor Anichebe, Kevin Morales and Marouane Fellaini. Nathan Dyer was sent off for Swansea City early in the second half. The Everton boss David Moyes was very satisfied with the performance.
We played really well. We still needed to, our goalkeeper made a couple of saves, but in truth, you know, we could have scored double figures at times. Our play was exceptional, especially again in the early part of the game. You know, we got one just before half time, which I think was crucial, because they had shown signs that they can score goals this season. Swansea, they've got some players who can do that now, and they tried to show it in the second half.
Southampton took their first league victory and indeed their first points of the season thanks to 4 second half goals against Aston Villa as they came from behind to win 4-1 at St Mary's. Saints boss Nigel Adkins says it's all down to teamwork.
We're together as one at Southampton. You know, we've come a long way in a short space of time. It's led by the chairman, Nicola Cortesi. There's a great vision here at Southampton. Everyone works very, very hard together. As I say, together as one. It's great credit to the supporters because they got behind the players, but great credit to the players because they worked very hard through the course of the week again. There's a lot of confidence and a belief about what we're doing. And we've got some superb staff, and the players have gone out today. And let's face it, we've gone 1-0 down in the first half as well, but the character the players show, there's a belief that we can score goals. We've demonstrated that yet again. And everyone will keep working hard for each other because, you know, we are together as well.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Romelu Lukaku struck on his full debut as West Bromwich Albion continued their excellent start to the season at the expense of struggling Reading. The result takes Steve Clarke's team up to third in the table, while Reading have slipped to the bottom. Sunderland were close to ending a run of 11 games without a win, dating back to last March when they led West Ham United for most of the match at Upton Park with an early Stephen Fletcher goal. Kevin Nolan, though, equalised just before the end to rescue a point for the Hammers, with Sunderland now having drawn all 4 of their league matches this season. Fulham continued their promising start with a 2-1 win at Wigan Athletic, with Hugo Rodallega scoring the opener against his former club. Now, some of the most mouth-watering fixtures of the season take place on Sunday. Manchester United travel to Liverpool for the first game played at Anfield since the publication of an independent panel's findings into the 1989 Hillsborough disaster, in which 96 Liverpool fans were killed. United boss Sir Alex Ferguson has written a letter to supporters that will be handed out to them before the game and says he's tried hard to encourage the fans to put their rivalries to one side.
I think the important thing is we've given all the messages from Manchester United, and it's an important game for both clubs. So hopefully they can just concentrate now and be in a good football match, which we're going to try and do and try and achieve our best performance, and that's where we stand.
On to golf now. An American, Brant Snedeker, and Englishman Justin Rose will go out in the final group of the Tour Championship event. Just before we do actually go on to golf, let's just bring you the thoughts of Brendan Rodgers, the Liverpool manager, who says it's time for reflection about Hillsborough for everyone.
It's our opportunity to commemorate, obviously, the findings and pay respects for the families and the people who have worked tirelessly over 23 years. Football in general has played a great support in that. So obviously it's an important day because they deserve that respect from both teams and both supporters, and obviously then we'll move on to the game, which will be also equally important.
Elsewhere, Newcastle United play Norwich City, Manchester City take on Arsenal, and Tottenham Hotspur play host to Queen's Park Rangers. Now we can look at that big golf story. $10 million is the prize that world number one Rory McIlroy and Brant Snedeker of America will battle it out for on the last day of the Tour Championship event in Atlanta, where we can find Ian Carter.
A sparkling 64 has taken US Ryder Cup rookie Brant Snedeker into pole position to land the PGA Tour playoff $10 million jackpot. Snedeker shares the lead of the Tour Championship with Justin Rose, who carded a steady 68 to move to 8 under par. Rory McIlroy remains in the thick of the playoff chase, though, after his 68 took him to within 3 strokes of the leaders. Tiger Woods is a further stroke back after a 67 that moved him to 4 under par to set up what promises to be a thrilling final day to the tournament and the playoffs.
McIlroy says he's feeling confident going into the final round.
I'm only 3 back going into tomorrow. You know, was 3 back going into the last day at Boston. You know, was able to sneak out a win there. So, you know, just try and recapture those feelings and memories and try and do the same again tomorrow.
To motorsport now, and Britain's Lewis Hamilton will start on pole in Sunday's Singapore Formula One Grand Prix, giving his McLaren team their 4th pole in a row. Pastor Maldonado of Williams will start 2nd under the floodlights of the Marina Bay Street Circuit, while Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel and McLaren's Jenson Button complete the 2nd row of the grid. Hamilton was a little surprised to get the pole.
To come here with some small things that have improved from the last race. Obviously, we have high downforce here, so we weren't sure where we would turn out against the others. But obviously, Sebastian was incredibly fast through most of the sessions. I'm not sure what happened at the end. But nonetheless, you know, really very, very happy that I was able to pull that time out. Really a great lap. Very happy with it.
Some cricket, and at the World 2020, South Africa thrashed the host Sri Lanka by 32 runs after bad weather reduced their Group C showdown to a 7-overs-a-side match. Captain AB de Villiers hit 30 from 13 balls in South Africa's 78 for 4, and Sri Lanka never really threatened to get close. Both sides, though, were through to the Super 8 stage. And Australia are also through to the Super 8s with a win over the West Indies in a rain-interrupted Group B match in Colombo. Australia chasing a victory target of 192, or 100 for 1, in 9.1 overs when heavy rain forced the match to be called off. Australia were declared winners by 17 runs under Duckworth Lewis. And finally, cycling, and Marianne Vos of the Netherlands won the women's road race at the World Championships in the Netherlands for the 2nd time to add to a gold medal from the London Olympics. Just before we go, just a chance to remind you that Caroline Barker's here with the full match commentary of the EPL game between Manchester City